Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, is one of the most dangerous cities in the world, and yet, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports there are reasons for optimism as an emerging middle class makes its mark on the East African city.
In Somalia, Friday is the start of the weekend, and in Mogadishu, Friday is a beach day. Early in the day, before Friday prayers and before the sun gets too hot, people flock to Lido Beach on the eastern side of the city, including 22-year-old Mulki Anwar.
This is a very important place because, you know, all these people, they came to here to have fun, to enjoy, you know. To us, it's very important to us.
The university student says it's one of the few public spaces in Mogadishu that's free and relatively safe. Families sit under cloth awnings on the beach and drink tea. Young men play soccer barefoot on the sand. People wade out into the shallow waters of the Indian Ocean.
I'm Dr. Shafi Sharif Mohammed. I'm a managing director of Somali Researchers Association. Today I came here with my kids. They're here to swim.
Shafi says Fridays at Lido Beach are a respite from the hectic work week.
The weekdays we have a very full day. We are very busy. As a father and our children go to school, universities, so they are very busy week. And now we have exams. So now we need to have some sort of fresh air to come here and to see people are playing around, people are happy.
Life in Somalia is still hard, he says, but it's way better than it was in the past. The security situation in particular, Shafi says, has improved dramatically.
When you compare 5 years or 10 years ago, someone who is a foreigner, a media, could not able to come here and talk a peaceful manner.
He's talking about me and how unusual it is to have a reporter from America standing on the beach in Mogadishu with a big fuzzy microphone interviewing people. That just didn't happen even a few years ago. He says he's optimistic about the future, and he's not the only one in Mogadishu to feel that way. Somalia is one of the poorest countries in the world. It's facing a historic drought. Attacks by Al-Shabaab occur regularly in the capital. Yet many residents now say they're refusing to let fear define their lives. Sitting on the beach in front of the elite hotel, which was partially destroyed by a car bomb 2 years ago, Asha Mahmoud Warsame says Mogadishu now is relatively peaceful.
We're here. Mogadishu is calm. Those who have been threatened in the country has been pushing back. We haven't seen them these days, and we are seeing it's peaceful in the city.
She says this despite multiple bombs going off in Mogadishu earlier in the week. In October, when an Al-Shabaab attack on the Ministry of Education killed more than 130 people, a high school graduation ceremony continued just a few blocks away, even as ambulances rushed to the blast site. Asha, who runs a water trucking company, says she's more worried about inflation than terrorist attacks. She says the price of water is up 50% this year. Burhan Warsami Abdi, who served as the chief of staff to the Somali prime minister in 2012, says in addition to attacking inflation, the country needs to rebuild basic governmental institutions.
It's a huge challenge. It's basically remaking an entire country.
A new president took office in Mogadishu in May of last year, and his top priority has been to defeat Al-Shabaab.
Security is the biggest issue that's holding Somalia back. But now, Al-Shabaab is on the run.
Burhan says as security improves, Somalis are creating new businesses in Mogadishu. The city has super cheap cell phone service and a fiber optic internet network. A couple who emigrated to Canada years ago have come back and set up a chain of fancy coffee shops.
Look around in Mogadishu and you will be surprised. In the past 6-7 years, the million-dollar apartments and houses that are being built in the country, and it's the private sector that is driving that growth in the country.
He says the relative stability that Mogadishu is enjoying is due to the entrepreneurial spirit of individual Somalis and their faith in their country. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mogadishu, Somalia.